Hakuna Mungu kama wewe. There is no God like you. Hakuna Mungu kama wewe. There is no God like you.
What a gift God gave us today. Warm sun. Fishing on the river with my family. We are indeed blessed.
Are we going back to eat soon, Papa? You've been fishing all morning.
Esther, my child, if we went back now, we'd all have to share this one tiny fish. You'd get a fin, and Sarah would get a tongue.
Papa, fish don't have tongues. Do they? Sarah, you have a lot to learn from me.
I'm glad you're both going to school now. You'll learn a great deal.
Aunt Jadida says we can't afford school, and it's a waste of money. Is that true?
As long as the Lord provides, you'll go to school. I'm making sure my daughters get more of an education than I did.
And the cost is nothing for you to worry about. Papa's crops are doing better than ever.
Yes. You just keep learning what has tongues and what doesn't.
look, on the branch. A butterfly. Mm.
So colorful.
Yes, beautiful. You know, they started out as worms.
Caterpillars, Mrs. Naboli told us.
Yes, caterpillars. Those aren't so pretty. But butterflies. I could watch butterflies all day. They look like hope.
Well, I hope my girls are almost done with their reading. I'd like to hear what you are learning. Mm. Go on, Esther. Esther.
Esther.
Esther.
Huh? What?
Daydreaming again, Esther. What is wrong with you? You have chores to do.
Oh, sorry, Aunt Jadida.
You and your lazy sister. Oh, now where is she?
She went down to the river to do the washing.
Oh, well, take these buckets and fetch some more water. She can help you carry them back.
Yes, Auntie.
And hurry up.
Sarah, you better finish the washing up quickly. We need to take the water back.
Come over here. Look at this lizard. I bet I could catch it.
Aunt Jadida wouldn't be happy with that. She wants the water right away.
It looks like the lizard Papa let us keep as a pet once, doesn't it?
And Mama was not happy at all. She said she'd make lizard stew.
That's right. I forgot about that. I miss them.
Me too. I was just remembering when we all sat down by the river while Papa fished
and Mama sang. Do you ever worry that you'll forget them? Or that we dream them up and it never really happened.
Sometimes I want to forget. Sometimes it's easier. Let's hurry up and get the water.
I don't want to go back to the house. Not yet.
We have to. Here's your bucket. This is our life now, and we must do what we're told.
Stop reminding me all the time. I do everything I'm supposed to do. Everything they tell me to do.
Hurry up!
Coming! We shouldn't talk about Mama and Papa anymore. It only makes us sadder.
Even if it makes me sad, it at least reminds me that there were happier times.
But it's not good for us. Listen to me. I'm your older sister.
But that doesn't mean you were always right. I'm 10. I can take care of myself.
But I'm 12. And that means I know at least twice as much as you.
Well, at least makes you think you do.
Sarah, I know it's not the same living with aunt and uncle. And sometimes they make us do things we don't want to do. But we just have to make it through. And we can. Together.
Okay.
Uncle is coming. Do you need something, Uncle Shamari?
I need Sarah. I have a chore for her to do.
We were getting the water
for Esther me? Can take care of that. Surely it only takes one of you.
Yes, but could I help you instead, Uncle?
No. You go on. Tell your aunt I'll be in for my meal soon.
Yes, Uncle.
Come on, Sarah. Stop your cowering.
Just go. Yes, Uncle.
That's my good girl. I got some nice things for you at the store today. Do you want to see them?
I suppose.
Where is my water?
Coming, Aunt Judita.
It's about time you got back. Soup's not much good without the water, you know.
Sorry, Auntie. What did Uncle want Sarah for?
I don't know. There are plenty of chores to be done. Now, dump that water in the pot.
It looks like they're going out into the barn.
Check the fire, girl. Let me know when the water's hot enough for the potatoes.
Yes, Auntie. You've been really quiet tonight, Sarah. Is anything wrong?
It's just so hot. I can't breathe.
Of course. You're under all those blankets. You're crying.
Ow!
What's wrong?
Just... I bruised my back. It hurt when you touched it.
How did you bruise it?
It doesn't matter. Nothing matters.
I know it's hard when Uncle...
I don't want to talk about it.
Sarah, you can tell me. Uncle does things to me too. When he was bundling the grain last week, he had me take off my shirt for him.
And then what?
Then, well, nothing. He just looked at me for a while and told me to go inside. I felt really embarrassed.
Oh.
What does he do to you?
The same thing. Just like that.
We need to be strong. Mama and Papa would want us to be.
Yes, I know.
And we've no other place to go. We need to eat. We need a place to sleep.
I know. I'll be strong, Esther. I promise.
Shh, he's coming.
Don't you sleep.
Sarah, girl. It's time to get up.
Yes, Uncle.
Oh, Mama. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Only two eggs this morning.
Auntie will blame us. Say that we scare them or don't feed them enough.
Remember when Father got those chickens for Mama and...
Stop! Why must you keep bringing them up? They're dead. We're better off forgetting them.
I need to remember. I need to remember how things used to be.
Come on, chicks. There's more to eat over here. You wet the bed again last night. You haven't done that since you were four. And now, almost every night...
I don't want to talk about it.
But I'm the one cleaning it up before Aunt Jadida finds out. You remember how upset she was when it first happened?
I remember. I'm just a terrible person.
Wetting the bed doesn't make you a terrible person. Why would you even say that?
Never mind.
Please. Sarah, talk to me. I'm your sister.
Promise you won't hate me.
Of course I won't hate you.
And promise you won't tell anyone. Uncle said he'd lock me in the shed for a week if I said a word.
Okay. I promise.
When he calls me away with him, he... Well...
Yes?
He touches me. And he makes me touch him.
Oh, Sarah. I thought he only did things to you that he did to me.
He says I make him do it. Lately, it's been worse.
Worse?
He brings his friends. He wakes me up late at night and brings me to the shed. They do the same thing.
Oh, no.
Mr. Intira, Mr. Pim, Mr. Akarat. They've all done things to me. I'm a horrible person.
Oh, Sarah, it's not your fault. Maybe we can talk to someone. Get him to stop.
Talk to who? Who would listen to us? We're only children. We're just girls.
Maybe Aunt Judita would help us.
She only does what he says. And you promised me you wouldn't say anything. You promised.
Yes, but I made another promise first.
To who?
Mama. The morning of the day she died.
You talked to her that morning? She was barely conscious.
Mama, you have to drink something. Please.
I can't. I can't.
You need to get stronger.
I'll be following your father soon.
No, you'll get better.
No, my dear Esther, you know that's not true.
You must. With father gone,
I need you to be strong.
I can't be.
Even if you can't be, God can be strong for you. He is your defender and your fortress. Like Papa always taught you.
Mama, no.
You and your sister will have each other. Promise you'll watch over her. Protect her.
I promise.
Say after me, when I am afraid, I will trust in the Lord.
When I am afraid, I will trust in the Lord.
Good.
To rest after that, and she died that evening. I didn't know her time was that short.
She tried so hard to be strong for us,
and now I must be strong for her. I need to do what I promised.
But we're just girls. There's nothing we can do.
Nothing you can do about what?
Uncle, we didn't hear you coming.
Probably because you're busy gossiping with your sister. What can you do nothing about?
The chickens. They're not laying many eggs. We're trying to figure out what the problem might be.
Well, you better find out. Your aunt needs those eggs.
Yes, Uncle.
Sarah, come with me. There's someone who wants to meet you. Now, I mean.
Yes, Uncle.
I have to do something.
Did you get the eggs?
There were only two.
Use what you have.
Aunt Jadida?
Yes.
I think Uncle Shamari... The way he treats Sarah. Are you listening, Aunt Jadida?
We don't live in a perfect world. If we did, your parents would still be alive.
I know, but he's hurting her.
You girls and your imaginations. Your uncle is doing the best to keep food on the table and feed two extra mouths. We didn't plan on taking in two orphans.
I'm sorry.
It may not be like your family. but it is all you've got. You hear me?
Yes, Auntie.
No! Stop!
Sarah!
Esther! Get back here!
What I tell you to do! This is all you're good for.
She'll cooperate now. You can go. Here, Shomari. I'll be back next week.
She'll be cleaned up next time. See you then.
Shomari, I have some supper for you.
Keep it warm. I have more work to do.
Yet tonight?
I think I will come in and get something to drink. Where's the older girl?
Haven't seen her. Probably went to bed by now. Never ate her supper.
More for me then.
More tonight. I can't let it happen. Sarah. It's me, Esther. Are you okay? Oh, you're bleeding. Oh, sister.
Go away. He'll find you.
Get your clothes on.
I can't. Don't look at me. Please.
We have to hurry.
I can't.
You can't stay here, huddled in a corner like an animal. Raise your arms. I'll put your dress on. He'll be back any minute.
He'll kill you. He'll kill us both.
I'm not going to let this keep happening.
Hurry. He's coming.
Where are we going to go?
I don't know. We just have to leave here. Okay. Now. Run!
Where?
Just run. Come on. As fast as you can. Run!
Hey! Get back here, you little rats! Hey! You stupid girl!
Shomari, what's the yelling about?
They ran off. Can you believe it?
Should we get the pickup?
Let me have my supper first. They'll be back soon anyway. They can't survive on their own!
I think he's following us.
Just keep running. We've been running for a long time. I can't go any further.
How far do you think we've gone?
I don't know. Maybe 5-6 kilometers.
What were you thinking? What are we doing?
Hurry. Hide in the bush. Lie down on your stomach. Be still.
Couldn't have gotten this far, Jedida.
Maybe they ran through the fields instead.
Stupid girls. They'll either starve or be attacked by hyenas.
Shh. Perhaps they've returned by now.
Better have. I have 3 men coming tomorrow.
So you really? You sell my sister's children?
You stupid woman. You really didn't know, eh?
I didn't think.
How else? Do you think we could afford to take care of them?
My sister would be heartbroken if she knew.
Well, what would she expect? Do we have the money to feed extra mouths? What else are they good for? They can't do hard labor. They're not clever.
No.
I pay off the village leaders. They look the other way. At least this way the girls can pay for their keep. They'll get hungry. They'll be back. Come on.
What are we doing? Where are we going?
I don't know. I didn't know what else to do. To see you being beaten like that. And what those
don't.
Men were...
Don't ever talk about it again, Esther. Promise me.
We had to leave.
But how can we survive? What will we eat? Where will we sleep? We've nowhere to go.
Let me think.
We need to go back. It's the only thing we can do. I'll do what I have to with Uncle and the others.
Sarah!
I just pretend I'm somewhere else. I always imagine myself on the riverbank with Mama and Papa. When Papa would fish and Mama would sing songs and tell stories.
Mama and Papa would not want them doing those things to you.
There's nothing else we can do. Do you not understand that?
If we go back now, he'll beat us worse than he ever has before. We'll head into town. We've run so far, it can't be much further.
And then where do we stay in town?
We'll figure it out once we get there. For now, let's cross the fields and stay off the road so we won't be seen.
We need to think this through. Have a plan.
The only plan I have is we're sticking together. We're all we've got now.
I'm so tired. I can't go any further.
I see the lights of town ahead.
Can we stop? Just for a minute?
Yes, but not for long. It will be pitch black soon. How's your head feeling?
Like a drum being pounded on. And I can hardly see out of my right eye.
Yeah, it's badly swollen.
My throat is dry.
If I knew we'd be running away, I'd have brought water.
And food. What I would do for some of Aunt Jadida's bean soup now. We need to go back tomorrow. We'll tell them we're sorry, that we'll do everything they ask.
I can't stand the thought of it.
We don't have a choice, Esther. When will you understand that? We don't have a choice.
We need to keep moving. I don't know what kind of animals will be coming out. We need to go somewhere safe.
Safe? I haven't felt safe since Papa died. And where is this safe place? We don't know anyone.
We'll find something. Come on. We can do this.
Hakuna Mungu kama wewe.
I thought you'd want to hear it now. Mama always sang it.
Now I don't believe it. I don't believe a word of it. Getting blisters. I can't go much further, Esther. I feel so sick.
We've at least made it to the edge of town.
I can't believe we ran away. Uncle must be so angry right now. If only we could go back to Mother and Father's home. But it's so far. We'd never make it.
We need to look for a place to sleep for the night.
And some food.
Look. There's our answer.
What?
The man coming out of the restaurant. We can ask him for food. Come on.
It looks like he's looking up. He must be the boss.
Excuse me. Do you have any leftover food? My sister
no
and I...
No handouts. If I gave stuff away to every beggar that came to my door, I'd be out of business. I'm not a charity.
Please. Even a little. We're so hungry.
And I'm happy to serve food to hungry people. For money. Check the garbage pile out back if you must. But don't come around begging again.
Sorry, sir.
The garbage pile?
Let's try some of the other shops and restaurants first. Someone will help us.
Oh, Have you found anything?
Not yet. Oh, look. A bit of bread. And in a plastic bag. Have some.
A little hot, but it's food.
And look at this.
A ripped cloth?
We can use it as a blanket tonight. The tear isn't that big. Ooh, I found some cooked beans, too.
Hey, hey! What are you doing?
Looking for something to eat.
Well, this is my territory, my alley. Go find your own.
I didn't realize it belonged to someone.
Everything round here belongs to someone.
Please! We're so hungry.
Oh, you're new to the streets?
I guess you could say that.
Well, let me give you your first lesson. This area belongs to me and my gang. Go find your own. You can keep the bread and cloth. You need it.
Thank you.
I'm Mosey, but everyone calls me Captain.
I'm Esther, and this is Sarah. Hi, Captain.
There are some unclaimed alleys on the other side of the train station, about 20 blocks away.
But...
you should go there.
20 blocks?
Come on, Sarah. Let's go.